Hello everyone, hope you've had a nice morning. Well, let's take a look at how the Aussie market has performed so far on Thursday. At around lunch, we've got the ASX 200 lifting by about 60 or so points. That's a gain of about 1.1% at the moment. And that puts us on a three-day winning streak at the moment and continues to see the positive start that we've had to the month, quarter, and also financial year. So we're largely mirroring the three-day improvement that we've seen out of US markets at the moment. The S&P 500 was up by a modest 0.5% last night. It was boosted partly, it seemed, by some better figures on the state of manufacturing in the US and also some optimism around a virus vaccine development, which of course we've heard a number of these sort of claims in the past few months. Nothing has actually come out of this so far, but it's enough to push markets higher. Also sticking to the US quickly, that tonight we've got a key update on jobs in the US, what they call the non-farm payrolls, which is probably the most closely watched bit of data out of the US each month. That's very important. Generally, it's out once a month on a Friday, but it's been brought forward to Thursday this week. The reason is that tomorrow, on Friday, the US market will be closed for the Independence Day holiday. And for those also trading global markets, the Hong Kong Stock Exchange and the Toronto Stock Exchange, both back online today. They were closed yesterday for their own respective holidays. Now, what will be important, I think, in coming days is that the ASX 200 is flirting with 6,000 points. In fact, earlier this morning, we managed to see the ASX 200 crack through that number quite briefly, but has faded once again just below that level. This is an important test. It's like a psychological barrier for the market at the moment. We've been below that level really for the past three or so weeks. So looking back, the ASX 200 last closed above 6,000 points for 2 days on the 10th of June and then fell below that quite quickly. Prior to that, we've got to look back all the way to early March to see when the ASX 200 was trading above that level. So it'll be interesting to see how the Aussie market closes by the end of the session. Of course, one thing which is still keeping markets a little jittery at this stage is the COVID-19 pandemic and the situation with a spike in numbers overseas in places like the US. And of course, here at home, Victoria also has been a trouble spot here in Australia. So last night we had 10 postcodes, that's more than 30 suburbs placed into lockdown for the next 4 weeks due to COVID-19. And that means that residents are once again only allowed to leave their homes for very specific and limited reasons. So going to and from school or work, going shopping for essential items, for medical care as well, and also exercise. Everything else is basically a no-no. And one of the concerns, of course, is that nothing's stopping this from happening potentially in other states. So it's something to watch. And it's perhaps prudent to think back and consider what has actually helped drive the market higher for the past 3 months, where we've had gains of more than 30% from the lows that were hit back in late March. Of course, the trillions are pumped into the economy from central banks and governments has been of great assistance for markets, but also the fact that it seemed like the pandemic was heading in the right direction has been very helpful as well, because that then led to restrictions slowly being eased, and now with a spike in numbers and the retightening of these restrictions, it's perhaps one of the reasons why the market has been largely losing some of that momentum. But today, still a good day, three straight days of gain so far. Looking at the different sectors and stocks that are driving our market today, well, we've basically got just a little bit of weakness in the material space. Gold miners like Newcrest, Northern Star, Evolution started off the day a little softer. Boral as well, under a bit of pressure. But outside of that, we've got all sectors up. 70% of companies on the ASX 200 are actually higher so far today. Strong gains from property stocks, companies like Scentre Group, Mirvac, Goodman, GPT. You've got to remember here that on Monday, many of these stocks struggled because they all went ex-distribution or ex-dividend at the start of this week. The banks and the other financials also bounced back from a slow start, so that is helping the Aussie market today. But some of the best performers continue to be in that buy now, pay later space. So Afterpay, for example, up in the order of 6.5% today. Yet another record high. One of the better performers on the market as well. A broker did upgrade its forecast and targets for the company over the next 12 months, which probably helped a bit. Other stocks there, Pushpay, EML Payments, Tyro Payments, they all managed to do quite nicely as well this morning. There are a few other stocks that have hit record highs today. So far, we've got Xero, for example, the accounting software group, essentially at a record high. NextDC, the data center company, hit a record high. We've also had Ansell, the protective garment and equipment maker, hitting a record high as well. And one of the better performers continues to be NIB, which is up about 5%. So the private health insurer reassured the market of its capital position this morning. It said it's well ahead of regulatory requirements on that front and would at some point also consider reinstating its dividend as well. Now, in company news, Kathmandu is standing out, the adventure retailer. It's up 11.5%. So earlier this morning, before the market opened, it came out with a trading update and basically has highlighted that it's had a strong recovery in sales over the past 6 weeks, especially online sales at its Kathmandu and Rip Curl stores. So been a huge lift in online spending, of course, due to lockdowns, and that's something that's been echoed by many other retailers in recent days and weeks, particularly those, of course, that are relying on the online space. So stocks like Temple & Webster and Kogan have done well. Both have had really substantial improvements in their online sales. So other retailers standing out today as well, Myer, Harvey Norman, JB Hi-Fi, and also Adairs. Now, the Aussie dollar finally sits at about 69.1 US, so it also has improved now for a number of days.